Previously on the Ron Van Dam Show.
I don't even know what my toes look like. Guys don't really care about that stuff. They said they were having a good time. We will stand out on the lawn on Saturday and wait for the spacecraft to take us to the other planet. You're welcome.
And now, today's episode.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. Good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Okay, whatever.
Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Hey, welcome to the program. It is the Ron Van Dam Show. It's the sarcasm center of the universe. Thank you for being here. Now, you be quiet. I will talk for half an hour. Make yourself comfortable. Strap yourself in. This could be monumental. On the other hand, maybe not. It's like the stock market. Maybe it'll work, maybe it won't. I don't know. You can invest in the program. Let me give you a little background. I've been doing this for over 30 years. And that in itself is a problem. Let me introduce some of the people that make this show possible. I have to do it every once in a while, otherwise it's not right. Jason Shaw does the music on this program. He does the theme music, the closing theme, the incidental music, incidentally. That's by Jason Shaw. Give it up for him. Then there's John Shanahan, lovely and talented, a comedian, comedy writer, radio broadcaster, an incredible guy. I've known him since I was like a child. That's not true. I lied. I didn't know him as a child. I didn't know anybody as a child. Anyway, John Shanahan. You can go to his website, the Hypnagogue. It's pretty cool. And then there's a lovely and talented Nicole Reed, who is that British voice that you hear at the beginning of the program, but she's not really British. Oh, she might be, but she's not really. And she books many of the national interviews that we do on this program and is our connection to our syndicated radio stations across the country. Thank you so much. And then there's me. I stop in every once in a while just for the hell of it. It is Wednesday. It's the hump day thing. It's when we honor our camels, the only animal I know of that make it through the desert without taking a drink of water. Pretty cool. I don't know if that's the case, but that's what I saw in the cartoon, so I'm going to go with it. Isn't this an interesting time to be alive? It is. We are living through a time. See, throughout the history, we had people who were leaders. No matter what they said, everybody believed them. And then you look back on it, and that was not a good idea that we believed everything this guy said. We're going through that again, and it's a scary proposition. And as they always say, and is the case, it's not the crazy guy that everybody believes, no matter what he says or does. They always believe him or her. It's not that. It's the people that follow that are the scary part of the equation. And as you heard at the beginning of the program today, there was a cult group where the leader of the cult group said, hey, everybody, take some poison or whatever the stuff is, and then I'll meet you outside on the lawn and the spaceship will pick us up. And people went, okay, you got whatever you say. You know better than I do because you told me that you know better than I do, so because that's why I follow everything. That's the scary part. That's the dangerous part. And the people that are following in this cult-like manner, no matter what this cult leader says, this blind following, they're still doing it. And that's the scary part. Even though everybody sees that, well, that's not, this is not really what he says he is. But we're going to follow him anyway. Come on, man. And you might say, well, Ron, I guess society is getting stupider. Yes, it is. You're right. It is. Because there are so many more opportunities for us to communicate to the cults. I mean, seriously, if you're a cult leader, all you got to do is get on social media and you got a following. Didn't used to be like that. Before, if you were some kind of whacked out leader trying to get a cult following, you had to stand on a box in the middle of the town and just spout out all this stuff. And some people would say, oh, look, but you had to stand on a soapbox and do it. I don't know what a soapbox is either. But now, no, it's easy. You just do social media. They have something on social media that I don't quite understand, and it's called an influencer. What are you talking about? Yes, I have a job. I'm on YouTube, and I influence people. Shut up. I don't want to be influenced. Leave me alone. Stop influencing me. See, there's two kinds of people on the planet, smart and stupid. And whether you're smart or stupid is a matter of opinion. That's okay. But come on, man. You got to be a little smart. Can't you put two and two together after a long time? Can't you just what's the matter with you? Why can't you let go? Why are you so scared to let go of this cult leader? And I think you know what I'm referring to. I'm talking around it. Politically, this country is so messed up. And I think no matter what side of the aisle you're on, You think the country's messed up. Yeah, it's because we can't do anything to get how incredibly strong this country would be, this economy would be, this life would be, how wonderfully strong it would be if we just did it together, found the common ground, and built it up from there. But this attitude that I got to destroy the other people so I can win, that's going to be bad. That outcome's going to be bad. We're talking about the country that we live in, the life that we lead. My God. You know, I learned from a very early age that not everybody is like I am, and not everybody is like you are. And you live on this planet with other people. That's a fact. You can sit in your room all day and not leave, but there's still other people out there, and it's still part of the deal. So you're not going to ever get everything you want. But if you try sometimes, you just might find you get what you need. Sounds like Confucius said it, but no, it was the Rolling Stones. Yeah, you get a little bit of what you wanted, they get a little bit of what they wanted, and we call it a day. And that's the way it's supposed to work. That's called society. That's called a successful society. Right now, we're not doing that. We're doing this cult leader kind of thing politically. And whatever the cult leader says, there's too many people following it. And that's a recipe for disaster. You need to smarten up. I'm not the first person to say this, but I'm certainly not the last. This country's going down the tubes because of the way it's acting. This Congress thing is absurd. Only out to destroy the other party. Win by destroying the other party and making fools of it. When you make fools of the other people, you're making fools of everybody. Smart people need to stand up and say, okay, enough of this. Let's just get some people that don't participate in this destruction. Let's stop complaining and start building. I'd like to see people in Congress just like somebody stand up at that podium. It ain't going to be the Speaker of the House. Just stand at the podium and say, look, enough of this shit. We're going to get to work. You don't destroy the other side. You work with them. Is there anybody here doesn't want to work with the other side? Get the fuck out of here if you don't. Excuse my language. I'm usually not this curse because, you know, they have to cut it out for the radio stations. They probably won't air this episode. But I'm just saying, man, someone's got to get up at that podium and say enough of this crap. I mean, get out of, if you don't want to work with them, get out of here. Just go. Because you're just trying to destroy and you're hurting the people. So let's stop this crap before the next election comes up. Let's stop the name calling and the fear mongering. No matter what side you're on, let's not have this happen this time around. And it will, I know. But let's stand up and say, nah, I ain't going with anybody that says crap anymore. I do not live in a schoolyard of immature idiots. I live in a world that we need to make movement and correct and be better. Can always be better. I've told the story before. I worked in the private industry for a period of time, for about 10 years. I was an operations manager for a company. And I was not a salesman, but I had to sit in on all the sales meetings because I was the guy that was responsible for getting the stuff out that the salesmen were selling. Salespeople, I'm sorry. So I sat through the sales meetings. Holy crap, they're psychological destruction tools is what they are. The sales manager would get up in front of the other salespeople and say, hey, you're doing a great job, but it's not good enough. You can always do better. No, I can't. I had an incredible performance this month. It was good, but you can do better than that. I know you can. That sucks. How about keep it up? You've reached a great level. Stay on that level. Thank you so much for your service. Instead of saying, you can do better than that. That's awful. You can never do good enough. And that's psychologically, the managers use it in order to make you feel lesser than what you are. When they really, if they just said, you're doing a great job, we love you, keep doing it, they will, and they'll love you for it. But you gotta put them down at every opportunity. You can't build them up without putting them down. Well, that's what Congress does. That's what our country does. There are things in this country that are good the way they are. Leave them the hell alone. Changes are only made when two people sit down and figure out the middle ground and build from there. You'd be amazed how that works. But Congress is just a bunch of children. Politicians are just out for power and recognition. Well, you're in the wrong business for that. Because as many people love you, that many people will also hate you. You're in the wrong business for the ego, Donald. Okay, I have an interesting guest coming up a little bit later in the program. She's Chef Jamie Gwen. Do you remember her? She's on the program quite a bit, I think once a month maybe. She is an incredible chef. She worked for Emeril Lagasse. She's a blue ribbon chef, I think that's what they call them. And she's been around. She's worked with all the top chef personalities, and she herself is an incredible person. And whenever we have a holiday around the corner, we get her on the program. because she takes food and she makes it like, different. I like that. I like that. That's creativity in what you eat. I want to be creative with what I put in my mouth. Yeah, I went there. So she's going to join us momentarily. There is a holiday coming up, as I understand it. It's called Independence Day. Not really. It's called July 4th. Here's a difference. Independence Day celebrates our country's independence from tyrants and people that put chains and rules on us, which apparently is what we haven't done now. Can you believe this country is headed toward authoritarianism, a type of dictatorship where you're told what to do and your vote doesn't count, where the other side is trying to make sure your vote doesn't count? I mean, and when I say the other side, I say that with love. That's where someone has to stand up at that podium and say, stop it. This stops now. It stops today. Anyway, so Independence Day is the day that we gained our independence from, from being ruled by rulers. July 4th is the holiday where you have hot dogs. So that's the difference, you see. If you celebrate July 4th, it has nothing to do with what we're celebrating. If it's Independence Day, it has nothing to do with hot dogs. So that's the difference. But as Americans and as people of the planet, we love food. And July 4th, well, Memorial Day, July 4th, and Labor Day are the cookout holidays, the big three cookouts, where you're supposed to put something on the grill, even if it's your shoe. It doesn't matter. Just put something on the damn grill. Gas grills, briquettes, the charcoal thing, it doesn't matter. Just put something on the grill. Put it there and eat it. It's fun. The only thing that's weird about the summer are the summer salads, where you eat outside and the salads with the mayonnaise and everything, they go bad within 10 minutes. Other than that, the holiday's pretty cool. Oh, you know who else loves these cookouts? Mosquitoes. Oh, they love it. They love to, and they're not there to bite you. They're just there for the food. Mosquitoes are a very odd thing, aren't they? These little suckers are very, very tiny. You can swat them if you can get them. They are out for blood. They're little, tiny vampires. They will land on you and they will suck your blood. And in doing so, they carry diseases. Well, that's nice. It's one thing they want to suck my blood. Now they're going to give me a disease? Oh, come on. In the summer when I'm trying to be outdoors and enjoy myself? Oh, come on. Yeah, you can spray for them, but, they'll just wait it out and they'll be back. Then you get these itchy things on you, after they suck your blood. It's not bad enough to suck your blood. Then they got to, leave stuff behind. And then there's gnats. I'm not talking about Nat King Cole. Some kids don't even know who that is. I'm talking about those. The gnats don't do anything. They just fly around your head like a halo. And they just bother you. They're just bother you. They just fly around your head and they bother you. Just like people. All right. Chef Jamie Gwynn joins us momentarily. But first, we're going to have a commercial break. When we come back, let's get some ideas for the upcoming holiday, shall we?
Hey. This is Bobby Marone, former heavyweight contender. But I hung up my boxing gloves to open the area's favorite new restaurant.
It's Headshots, Bobby.
Headshots. Hey, this month we're starting something new at Headshots. It's our all-you-can-eat, Nothing But Meatball Brunch. That's right. You can come to Headshots and load up on all your favorite sausage.
Meatball?
Right. Meatballs. It doesn't matter what kind of chicken you like.
Meatball?
What kind of meatball you like. We got it at the All You Can Eat. Nothing But Typewriters.
Meatballs.
Meatballs. Nothing But Meatball Buffet. You heard me right. No pasta. No cacciatore. No lasagna. Just delicious lasagna.
Meatballs.
Meatballs. However you like them. Traditional. Hot and spicy. Stuffed with cheese. Covered in marinara. My mouth is watering just thinking about eating all these cheerleaders.
Holy sh... Meatballs. Meatballs.
Eating all these meatballs myself. So what are you waiting for? Get on down to Headshots and see if you can eat more General Gao's chicken than me, Bobby Marone. That last one was supposed to be meatballs too, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chef Jamie Gwen is a regular, it seems, guest on our program because she's got a lot of stuff going on. She's a former master chef. She knows everything about the culinary world with some incredible background. Thank you so much for being here today. Got another holiday coming up.
You know, I love a holiday, Ron, and I love being with you. Thank you for always welcoming me back, and you flatter me. But I do love being your resident chef. And yes, I love to celebrate. So I have some warm weather ideas because we're seeing a lot of heat across the country, yeah. Of course, to make your July 4th festivities and your celebration not only delicious, but a party that you can enjoy.
Can we
kick it off with a bruschetta bar?
I don't even know what that is.
Well, of course, the Italians call it bruschetta, but I call it bruschetta.
Okay.
And it's a wonderfully seasoned tomato mixture, chopped tomatoes, olive oil, garlic, fresh basil, and you pile toasted bread with it. And I like to put out a bunch of other toppings, and I build a bruschetta bar. And it will keep your guests snacking and entertained, and it's DIY. They do it themselves. So I like to kick off the party with it because I find it's just a wonderful way to allow you to enjoy the party, right? You can welcome everyone. They mix and mingle. I have marinated mushrooms and sun-dried tomatoes and pesto on my bruschetta bar. Oh, yeah, really yummy.
So it's like a buffet kind of thing.
It is a bruschetta buffet. That is exactly what it is. It's a great starter course.
Great.
You could do it for a picnic, too, if you don't pack it all up. But it's a great way to kick off the festivities. And you can do it store-bought or homemade, if you want to cheat it.
Sure.
There's really lots of wonderful ideas in your grocery store. And then can we build a better salad together?
I think we can.
I think we should.
Okay.
Because I love a salad during the summer. It's refreshing. It's a good make ahead. You just dress it at the end. But I think it has to have some oomph. I think a salad should have something you can dig your teeth into.
Yeah. So
I use North Carolina sweet potatoes. Oh. Right? I mean, you don't just want to like a light green salad, do you?
No. So
no,
you
want like something yummy.
So you add sweet potatoes to the green salad?
I do. So I do a beautiful bed of baby spinach or arugula.
Yeah.
And then I take the North Carolina sweet potatoes.
Yeah.
I cut them. I leave the skin on because it's full of nutrients,
yes.
Right? I scrub them, dry them, and cut them into rounds. And then I grill them in advance of the party. You get this caramelization. They get all tender and delicious.
Oh,
they're really spectacular this way. And then I adorn them on top of the greens. And then I'm doing red, white, and blue for July 4th. So I do strawberries, feta cheese, and blueberries. And then I do some toasted pistachios for crunch.
Wow.
I made just a simple Dijon vinaigrette. And I drizzle the salad at the very end. North Carolina sweet potatoes, by the way, vitamins A, C, fiber, and antioxidants. They're so good for you. They're sweetened from the earth.
Uh-huh.
They're very low in calories, if you didn't know. And they have a really long shelf life. So I always keep them in my back pocket, which is my pantry, because I can make anything and everything with them. During the fall, I like to make pulled pork stuffed North Carolina sweet potatoes. That's one of my favorite things to eat. And there's lots of inspiration on their website for more recipes, by the way, ncsweetpotatoes.com. So that's a delicious salad.
You know what's great about you, Chef Jamie, is that you come up with stuff that no one else would think of. And when you have people over, you want to wow them with different kind of things. Yeah, nice.
Well, thank you. That's a lovely compliment. I agree with you. I've always said, you know, you want to be a culinary hero, right? Yeah. So steal my ideas and make them your own, and then bask in all the glory. I have the perfect picnic for you, too.
Okay.
I'm making Greek salad pinwheels all summer long.
I love that.
Because I dream of the Mediterranean, mm-hmm. right? So I take spinach tortillas, because I love the color and the flavor, and I spread them with hummus, because the hummus trend continues. And then I pile on pearls, specialties, olives. You know I love pearls. I just think it's the best olive around. And I use the Kalamata.
Oh, yeah.
For these pinwheels. And then I crumble feta cheese. I do diced tomato and a little bit of spinach. You can put a green in there, too. And you roll them up. And the hummus acts like glue. So put them in the fridge for 30 minutes. They look like burritos, right? And then slice them into pinwheels. Take them on your perfect picnic, and you've got not only a snack or a starter, but a really, like, hearty, delicious vegetarian main course.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're dreaming of the Mediterranean, Ron, just like I am, and you need a vacation, just like I do, Pearls is actually giving away a Greece getaway. So between now and the end of July, you can enter to win a 9-day vacation to Greece, round-trip airfare, hotel accommodations for two, from Pearls Olives. You just go to olives.com to enter.
Sounds good. Makes sense.
Right?
All right, let's take me over to the grill and give me something different there.
You got it. Okay, so you're going to call me crazy. But
you're crazy.
You better brine your corn.
Mm-hmm.
What did the chef say? She said, brine your corn. So if you want to make the best grilled corn this holiday, you're going to take a pitcher or like a large vase. You're going to fill it with water and generous amounts of salt and sugar and mix it up until it dissolves. And then you're going to put your shucked corn, your cleaned corn on the cob in the water. Soak it for 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
When you throw it on the grill, it is so sweet. It is so seasoned. It is so juicy that you will tell everyone you brined your corn. I know, it sounds loony, but you got to try it. Like, it's fabulous.
Well,
and you heard it here.
There you go.
On your show, Ron.
There again.
And I have one more for you.
Go on.
Yeah. Crazy. I know. if you want to brighten your July 4th gathering by celebrating color, I have a 3-year-old who does not eat a lot of vegetables, even though he is the son of a chef.
Mm-hmm.
But he ate the entire bag of confetti snacks. If you have not seen confetti snacks yet, they are the perfect substitute for greasy fried chips. So they're never fried. They are made up of 7 different kinds of these crazy crunchy veggie chips. There's radishes and carrots and mushrooms, and there's even okra in the bag. Yes, my son ate that too. And they're seasoned with flavors like barbecue or truffle or curry seasoning. And the crunch is awesome. And you could use them as croutons for your salad too.
Nice.
And you have to look at them at your grocer.
There you go.
ConfettiSnacks.com, by the way.
Beautiful. Well, those are some great different ideas.
Amazing.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of other ideas as well. You can find them on DailyLounge.com. That's DailyLounge.com. She's Chef Jamie Gwen. You used to work with Emeril Lagasse, I understand.
I had the privilege, 20 years, in fact. Still one of the best men I've ever
met. Wow. Crazy.
Yep.
Yeah,
that crazy tall chocolate cake you saw on Jay Leno? That one was mine.
Wow.
He said,
really?
We need a 9-layer chocolate cake. And and he said, and you'll have to transport it. And I said, yes, chef.
Well, you both have.
So we did it.
Yeah. You both have crazy in common, I guess, huh?
Well, you know, good crazy,
I
hopefully.
Understand.
But
well,
I love that
I mean.
You love the ideas, Ron. So thank you. Happy 4th to you. May it be a delicious one.
Same to you. Thank you, Chef Jamie. We'll talk again soon. Well, that'll do it for me today. I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new program. Will you join me then? Don't answer. I can't hear you. But until that time arrives, I wish you peace.